And next up is Lincoln Jeffers. Welcome.
Well, thank you. Good morning. I had to double check and make sure it was still morning. This has been going on for a little while. Appreciate the opportunity. Senator Brenner, Representative Tucker, and members of the Environmental and Natural Resources Committee. My name is Lincoln Jeffers, and I'm the Director of Economic and Community Development for the City of Lewiston. And I submit this testimony urging you to vote ought not to pass on LD 1639. There's been quite a bit of discussion, both for and against. Glad to hear some of the businesses that are working with this company have had a chance to weigh in here. Ed Barrett previously provided an accounting of the number of employees and investment that Resource Waste Services make, so I won't repeat them. However, I do want to point out, we've only heard from a few, but there were 50 customers and more than 100 vendors that this company works with. They are both a significant regional employer, and they provide, importantly, a needed service. Like in Anak, derelict buildings need to be removed in order to repurpose land. Nobody likes to deal with waste. This company spends more than $400,000 annually in disposal fees at 200 per ridge. Beginning back in 2019, as Mr. Cody had pointed out, there's been quite a bit of conversation, a lot of stakeholders involved with how do we improve upon this situation. And I do encourage that we give time to pass legislation. They're sort of really changing the rules of the game here midstream. Resource is ready to spend $1.5 million. They've already been through the permitting process. They are poised to do it. And all of a sudden this legislation comes up. As proposed, LD 1639 puts that investment in jeopardy. The proposed recycling standards are uneconomical, unsustainable, and will likely result in Resource going out of business. After several years of working in good faith with the state of Maine, they are ready to take action to implement improvements recommended by the past legislation. And it was really Representative Tucker who noted at the beginning of this public hearing that rules should really be to attract investment, tax base, and jobs. It's just important to have clear standards and be predictable and consistent in their application. LD 1639 really runs counter to those goals. And for these reasons, I encourage the committee to vote ought not to pass on this legislation. Thank you for this opportunity and welcome any questions.
Are there any questions from the committee for Lincoln Jeffers? All right, not seeing any.